On to other news. It has been more than 7 months now since the self-styled Islamic State captured much of northern Iraq. U.S. officials say airstrikes have killed thousands of the Sunni extremists and helped take back some land. But winning the trust of Iraq's Sunni Muslims so they help fight the group known as ISIS is tougher. ISIS is Sunni. They're fighting Iraq's predominantly Shiite government, a government that many Iraqi Sunnis feel works against them. NPR's Alice Fordham spent some time with Sunni sheikhs who find themselves drawn to ISIS.
A good place to meet Iraq's rebellious Sunni tribal leaders is the neighboring country of Jordan. Last month, in his house on a sleepy street in the capital Amman, I met Sheikh Ahmed Dabash. We fought side by side with al-Qaeda against the Americans, he says. This neatly bearded man has a PhD in religious sciences, but he's better known as a leader in the Islamic Army, a group of Sunni militants the U.S. spent a lot of blood and bullets trying to eliminate before pulling out troops in 2011. Now his group is in a de facto alliance with al-Qaeda's successor, ISIS. Their thinking is similar. They fight alongside each other.
Dabash's views are typical of a broad spectrum of Sunnis in Iraq. Islamists, tribes, one-time supporters of Saddam Hussein. They feel victimized by Iraq's Shiite-led government, and many fight against the Shiite-dominated army, either joining ISIS or allying with them, even if they find the group extreme. The U.S. view of how to defeat ISIS involves making a deal with Sunnis like Dabash and even incorporating their men into a sort of national guard. Here's Secretary of State John Kerry.
The guard is a breakthrough idea because it will ensure that Iraqis are protected by people with whom they are familiar and in whom they have trust. It'll break down some of the sectarian divide.
But that trust is still sorely lacking among Dabash and at least some other Sunni leaders who it was hoped would make a truce with the government in Baghdad. This is Sheikh Raad al-Sulayman, another influential tribesman in Amman who opposes the Iraqi government. Eyes blazing behind thick glasses, he says he recently met with envoys from Baghdad. He demanded Sunni prisoners be released from jails, more jobs, more infrastructure, and amnesty for Sunnis charged with terror offences. If their demands were met and internationally guaranteed, they'd start fighting against ISIS tomorrow, he says. But for now, Sulayman remains skeptical of gestures of reconciliation, which have included an interfaith harmony conference in Baghdad last week, or politicians flying into Anbar and praising the tribes there. There are some Sunnis already fighting ISIS, but many say they don't feel like the government is serious about supporting them. I meet one of them back in Baghdad. Sheikh Rafa Fahadawi fought alongside the American military in the Sunni Awakening movement that quelled a ferocious Sunni insurgency more than 7 years ago. Now his men are fighting against ISIS. But he says their guns are nothing compared with ISIS's arsenal. They need real weapons and salaries to counter ISIS's military might and win back fighters who have joined them. Meanwhile, Iraqi lawmakers are still debating the National Guard plan. Even the optimistic Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says it will take at least another 6 months before the much-touted Sunni force begins its battle. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.